Letter 7599, a collection of many select epistles to friends of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, Volume 1, Cont 75. Dearly beloved friends and brethren, in the power and life and seed of God all dwell, serving one another in love and in the wisdom of God, that with it you may be ordered to the glory of the Lord God, that nothing may reign but life itself, and in it be faithful. Keep all your meetings and know the power of the Lord God among you all. You must do nothing for the Lord by earthly policy, nor trust to that, but wait in the power of the Lord God and be ordered by that to his glory. You will never be right till then, and that must keep peace among you. And take heed of high-mindedness, for that will puff up that part which should not be exalted. And if that come up to rule which is for judgment, then it will do hurt. But when he comes to reign whose right it is, then peace and goodwill are unto all men, and no hurt in all the holy mountain of the Lord is seen. George Fox, 76. O all friends, in the unchangeable life and power and seed of God live, and be out of the low, earthly, changeable spirit of the world, which is given to changing and tossing, and tempest and waves by which dirt is cast up. Oh, therefore, live in the life and power of God and his seed, which never changes, by which everyone may stand in the power of God, and in his life and wisdom, through which you may all live. And stand steadfast in the unchangeable life and seed of God, which was before changings and alterings were, and which will remain when they all are gone. So, God Almighty in that preserve you, in which you may have the blessing among you, and God's wisdom to order you, both men and women, to his glory, that so in his fear you may be preserved to the glory of God, in his wisdom and life, in that which does not change, in which you may feel the unchangeable fellowship. And friends, be wise and low, and take heed of abusing the power of God. But live in it, in the still life, patient, to the answering the good in all, to the refreshing one of another, and not to the stumbling. But attend to that which keeps in unity in the life, though ever so little. George Fox, 77. Friends, in the measure of the life of God, wait to guide your minds up to the Father of life, where there is no shadow or changing. As you progress, you must know a removing and changing of that which will change, with that which does not change. To that, take heed to guide all your minds, that none be found naked. For thighs who are found naked are in that which has an end and does change, and that causes blindness. And therefore to you all this is the word of the Lord. In the measure of the life wait, that it may join your hearts unto the Father of life, that you all may come to receive clothing and righteousness, and come to feel your strength renewed from the God of all strength, to every one of you according to your measure, and see him that shows mercy. And so live in peace, which comes from the God of all peace, who bruises Satan under your feet, who has ruled. So here the love of God will come to be shed abroad in your hearts, which love is one, and does not change. In it dwell and grow and abound, that over all that which is contrary to the Lord of life, who destroys death, you may reign everyone over your own hearts and lusts and vile affections, and your former vile conversation, disposition, and nature and wills. So that you may come to know the saint's state, unto whom all things were become new, and the old things were passed away. And that which does not change, which is new, that pay attention to guide all your minds up to the living God, from where light, life, and power come. So in it the Lord God of life preserve you, that to him you may be a sweet-smelling savor. For that which will corrupt, and does corrupt, and will grow ragged and come to be torn, and will die of itself, and will wither, fade, and stink in the nostrils of God, is that which is contrary to the measure of the life of God, and is with the light condemned. Therefore wait, I do warn you all in the presence of the living God, in the measure of the life of God, in it to grow up in love, in virtue, and in immortality, in that which does not fade, which joins and unites your hearts together, and that all that may with the light be condemned, which is contrary to it. For that which defiles is out of God's kingdom, and is with the light seen and condemned, in which light the children of the light walk, and have unity one with another, and with the Son of God from where it comes. And my dear friends, keep your meetings, and you will feel the seed of God among you all, though never a word be spoken among you. But be faithful, that you may answer that of God in everyone. And do not neglect your talents, but be faithful in the power and life of God, which you have received. And dwell in the life and power and love of God one with another. George Fox, 78. Friends, in the power and life of God dwell, in unity one with another, that with the life of God you may answer that of God in everyone, and keep down and low, that nothing may reign but life among you, and unto the power of God be obedient. And, friends, the going from the life and power into the changeable things, there is the strife, which the life is over. By which power of God all things were made, in which wisdom is received to order all things to his glory. So the seed Christ, in you all know, which goes over the earth and inherits the promise of God, that you may be all heirs of the promise of God. And cease from your own words, but in the power live. It breaks down rocks, mountains, old and sandy foundations, and the bond of iniquity, and makes up the breach between God and man, and breaks down that which made the breach. So in the seed know one and another which seed is Christ, who according to the flesh was of Abraham, and according to the Spirit, the Son of God. And this is the word of the Lord God to all friends, and a charge to you from the Lord God, to live in peace one with another, and that the peace, life, and wisdom of God may rule you all. George Fox 79. To all friends, to abide in their callings. To all dear friends, who are called, who are enlightened, whose minds are turned from the world's worship and teachers, having your eye to the light and guide within, which is leading you out of this dark world, and your old, vain conversations towards God and the world which is without end. Mercy and peace from God the Father be multiplied among you. Every one of you abide in your calling, waiting upon God where he has called you. And take heed of reasoning with flesh and blood, for their disobedience, pride, and presumption will arise. And there you will grow up to be trees that bear no fruit, and as a fig tree which bears leaves and no fruit, and as wells without water. Oh, therefore, mind the pure, which would lead you out of this corruptible, heathenish, dark world and its vain ways, and from destruction and death to life. And so the Lord God of power bless you, guide you, and preserve you on in your way towards the holy city, being called out of the unholy city, for he that has called you is holy. Now many are called, but few are chosen. Oh! Therefore, abide in that which has called you, which is holy and pure, up to him who is holy and pure, and let the time past of your evil ways be sufficient, in which you have lived in wickedness, and in the ways of this disobedient generation. For feet that your minds turn back into Egypt and the world, and so cause the worthy name of the Lord to be blasphemed, who has called you, by turning aside, and growing into hardness of heart, and turning from a pure conscience, and making shipwreck of it, and of faith. For you may see how far many may go, and did go, and were led out of many things, yet did turn again into the world. So mind your present guide, and your present condition, and your call, what you are called from, and what you are called to, for whom the Lord has called and chosen, are the Lord's freemen. And so, abide every one in your calling with God, where God has called you, and there walk in newness of life, and not in the oldness of the letter. For he that turns from him that calls, walks not in the life of God. Therefore, all friends, walk in the truth and in the love of it up to God, and everyone in particular mind your guide, that you may grow up in wisdom and improve your own talents and the gift which God has given you. And take heed of words without life, for they tend to draw you out of the power to live above the truth and out of your conditions, which nature will not have peace unless it has words. But every particular submit to that which is of God in you to guide you to God. And be you all servants to the truth, and diligent in your callings, and serve one another in love, in which you can wash one another's feet. So serve one another in love, and do not lavish out yourselves without the fear of God. Such are clouds without water, which have the words but not the power, flown up into the air, which have a light, and yet are as wandering stars, which lead up into the presumption. And you that are there, your garments are defiled, for you go from the Spirit which should sanctify you, for you are sanctified through obedience to the Spirit. Therefore in every particular, walk in the Spirit and obey it, then you will all have unity one with another in the Spirit, and you will see, knowledge, tongues, and prophecies shall cease. But he that comes to the end, to him who opens all truth, is blessed. Therefore, all friends, obey that which is pure within you, and know one another in that which brings you to wait upon the Lord, that you may all witness a living soul, and yourselves to be come out of death. For these things you must all find within, there is your peace, and their refreshing comes into your souls from the Lord. And standing still in the light within, and therein waiting, you will see your Savior, Christ Jesus, raising you up out of death, by which work he is glorified. For the works of the Lord praise him, which are wondrous to the world. Now everyone in particular, attend to the pure in you, for the chaste virgins follow Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And who are not chaste will not follow him. For that in every particular of you, which is not chaste, will not submit to the pure, which would guide you to God, but rather submit to their own thoughts and follow them, and run after them and their own wills, and seek to accomplish them. And so run out into that generation whose thoughts were not as God's thoughts, nor ways as God's ways. Therefore all watch, and abide all in your callings. The light is that which will let you see your transgression and your running aside, and the bypaths and crooked ways, and the generation of serpents and vipers. And this light is Christ, which shows these things. Now, before these things are known and judged of aright, judgment must be brought forth into victory and set up in the earth where this state is witnessed. Now the woman, which is the church, must be subject to her husband in all things. Jesus Christ is the husband. In everything she must be subject to him. Those who are in the flesh know nothing of this in the first nature, for it is the mystery which the apostle speaks of. And so it is a mystery still, but where it is opened and made manifest, such are subject to the husband Christ Jesus. Now take heed of getting these words into the comprehension, and the light mind speaking them, there is danger, but that you all may wait to be comprehended of, and to walk in the truth. My little children in the Lord God Almighty, this is my joy, that you be all ordered and guided by the mighty power of God, and dwell in it, and know it in one another, and know the voice that speaks, and the sound of the words, and power of them. For words without power destroy the simplicity and bring up into a form and out of the obedience of the truth. And therefore, walk in the power of the truth, that the name of the Lord God may be glorified among you, and his renown may be seen in you and among you, and all the world may be astonished, and the Lord admired in ordering of his people, who are guided by his wisdom, and in it found. And take heed of running out to make conceited ones wise. For then you will consume that which the Lord has given you upon your lusts, and so give holy things unto dogs, and a pearl to a swine for lack of wisdom and savor and salt and discerning. Therefore have salt in yourselves, and be low in heart. The light is low in you, and it will teach you to be low, and to learn that lesson of Jesus Christ, to the plucking down all the high thoughts and imaginations. And take heed of strife in your minds, and if there be, then glory not, for it is the vain mind, and it is not good. Let no strife be among you, and let none seek for the highest place, for there is the separated Pharisee. But be lowly-minded, condescending one to another in a low degree, and bear one with another in patience. And be not high-minded, but fear. And all who are servants, labor in love as unto God, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and labor in singleness as unto the Lord. And all who have families, rule in the power and love of God, that that love may be head among you. For the time is coming, that it shall be, as with the servant, so with the master, and as with the maid, so with her mistress. For it is one seed that has raised them up with one power, out of one grave, one death, which seed all the promises of God are to. And as you pass of death, you shall witness the promises of God fulfilled, which are to the seed, destroying the one and raising up the other in you. So all friends, this is to you who know the voice of the living God, and know your calling, stand fast, and waver not, for fear that you lose your recompense of reward. But stand fast, that you may receive the recompense of reward. For God is just in all his ways, and abides faithful. Turn not aside, for fear that he whet his sword and cut you asunder. For you that do, the woe follows you. Therefore, all friends, mind that which is of God in you, which is pure, which is but one, to guide you to the Father of life who gives you food and raiment and strength, that you may gather strength and flourish, and your souls delight themselves in fatness and feed and eat of the abundance of riches with him, and from him which fills all things, and of the daily bread which comes from above, which none can feed upon, but who are above the world. For who are below never could nor would, but are ready to stone them that confess they eat of the bread of life, and would give of it to them. Dear friends, wait upon the Lord, that all of you may grow up in the inward man, and be comforted and cherished there, in the things that are eternal. So with bowels of love to you all, I rest. Read this among friends, who have an understanding, and are called of the Lord, and so farewell, and stand in the will of the Lord, and be obedient to him. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, which teaches you to deny all ungodliness and worldly lusts, that grace fill and establish your hearts, that your hearts may grow up in that grace to God, from where all gifts and graces come. Amen, and all friends, take heed of unruliness and vain talking and talkers, for such are not obedient to the truth, therefore avoid and shun it in them. George Fox 80. to seek the kingdom of God first. Friends, seek the kingdom of God first and the righteousness thereof, and those things, what you shall eat and what you shall drink and with which you shall be clothed, will be added and will follow. Therefore take no thought of what you shall eat or what you shall drink or how you shall be clothed. For the Gentiles seek after these things, who do not seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness of it. But seek you first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of it. And consider the lilies of the field, and who clothes the earth with grass, and who feeds the young ravens when they cry. Matt 6:25-33 And the kingdom of heaven being sought after, and the righteousness of it, he that is here lives out of the creatures up to the Creator, which differs him from the people of the world who take thought, which thoughts they live in, what they shall eat, what they shall drink, and what they shall put on. And they that are there are out of the wisdom of God, which the saints are in that have sought and found the kingdom of God and his righteousness, which wisdom brings them to use the creatures to his glory, whether they eat or whether they drink, all is done to the praise and glory of God. Such who abide there can do nothing against the truth, which truth has made them free indeed, who are come into the kingdom of the dear Son of God, which is without end, who over the kingdoms of the world reigns. George Fox 81. All friends everywhere, to you this is the word of the Lord God. Dwell in the life and power of God, and the seed of God which inherits the promise of God, that all light, hasty, airy, drunken spirits may be limited and stopped, and judged, and all foolishness and unsavoriness and confusion, which causes distraction, the cause of it may be taken away, and all be kept in the authority and power of the truth, that know the power of God manifested among you. And you knowing it, and the life, dwell all in it, and abuse it in no way. But wait for the wisdom of God, that it may be justified of her children, and God glorified and honored and exalted, and the preciousness of his truth considered well of, which you have bought. And do not sell it for changeable things, for things that pass away and subsist but for a time. But as the glorious truth is springing and manifest among you all, live and walk worthy of what you are called unto, the high calling in God and Christ Jesus, above all the world, out of all that which does change, where the life that is immortal is felt, and a crown that fades not away, a crown of life that endures forever. Live in the dominion of the life that is hid in God, and every particular know it in one another. And live in the power of God and of life that you may see over the day of tempest, over the day of darkness and blackness and mists, and feel and know and come into that which comprehends the world, that you all may be guided with wisdom and ordered to God's glory. And all be obedient to the truth, which all the enmity is out of, and know the life of God in you all, that with it you may all be guided, and your hearts joined together up to God, the Father of life, that you may all be inheritors of the power of an endless life, and of the world where there is no end, and possessors of substance. And feel the seed of God in you all, which inherits the promise from God, which seed is atop of the serpent's head. And keep that under that feeds upon dust, which the glory and life are over. Which seed breaks the strength of all men and inherits the strength of the Almighty, the possessor of heaven and earth. Which seed is Christ, that gives the dominion over the first Adam, over the earthly, and brings down all that which stains. So feel the seed, which is Christ in you all, and you all will feel the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, who gives to see, where there is no shadow, nor change, nor altering, nor variableness, in which you all may come to inherit the blessings from God and come into the living way. For whose way dies, they err from the living principle of God in them. For who walk in the way that lives, they answer the principle of God in every man. Though they act contrary to it that are in the way that dies, and do not live, but change and alter. And to you this is the word of the Lord. So the Lamb must get the victory in every one of you, which is Christ in the male and in the female, who brings into the Father's house. From all the congregations of the dead and their houses of darkness, wherein everyone comes to have his mansion and his food of life from God the Father of life, who is blessed forevermore, whose kingdom and glory is revealed and revealing and setting up in the life and power and wisdom of God. The Lord God Almighty preserve and keep you all in love, in peace and unity one with another, in the light and covenant with God and one with another, which light is the condemnation of all that hate it. And my dear lambs and babes and plants of the Lord God, dwell every one of you in your own, that you may feel the precious springs of God. And friends, all dwell in the authority of the truth, the power of the Son of God, and feel the power and dread of the Lamb, which is to subdue all other powers. All power in heaven and in earth is given to the Son, and his authority stands over the world and will subdue it and make the kingdoms of the world to become the kingdom of the Son of God. So, live in love, meekness, patience, and in the power and wisdom of God, which are over all the world. Sound, sound the trumpet of the Lord of hosts, whose terrible day is come and coming, and pleading with all flesh by fire and sword. The mighty day of the Lord is coming upon all flesh, that all hearts shall be ripped up and made manifest. Therefore, while you have time, repent. This is the message of the Lord to all nations. Let all your laws be according to that of God in all consciences. George Fox, 82. The word of the Lord to all friends who are brought into the eternal truth of God, whose minds are guided out of the earth up to the Lord, whose it is, and have received wisdom from God, that with it you may come to know how to order the creation with the wisdom by which all things were made. This I charge you and warn you all in the fear of the living God, that no creatures be destroyed through slothfulness, laziness, and filthiness, nor upon the lust. For if you let that rule and be set up, that is for condemnation, and that which sets it up is for condemnation with the light, that leads to the wisdom, by which the creation must be ordered. And, friends, to the light in you all I speak. See that there be no slothfulness among you, but all keep in diligence and liveliness. For he that is slothful and gets the form may have an easy mind, but is an evil example, and all such must be judged with the light, that they may come to know the servant's place and be diligent. And those who have gone up and down begging, if you have received any such among you, with the light which has convinced them, see that they be kept in diligence and not suffered to wander, but be kept in obedience to the light, to receive the wisdom from God, how to labor in the creation. And see that they have things decent and necessary, and their nakedness covered, that no reproach nor shame may come upon the truth among such as are without. But that with the light all such may be condemned who act contrary to it. That in the light which condemns the world, you may walk, and receive the light of the Son of God, which the world stumbles at, which is their condemnation, and in which the saints have unity. And all being kept diligent and walking in the light, there will be no slothfulness. And then none shall have selfish ends in receiving any, but those ends shall be judged with the light which is eternal. Nor can anyone come in among you, which has such ends, to make a prey upon you. But you dwelling in the light which is eternal, he is judged, and his selfish ends, with the light which is eternal, which is one with the light in his conscience, which condemns him. Then if he owns his condemnation, he is to be received among you in the light, in which you all have unity with Christ and with God. And to you this is the counsel of God. George Fox, to go among friends everywhere. 83. Dear friends in the eternal truth of God, whose minds by the light of Jesus Christ are turned towards God, meet often together in the fear of the Lord, and to the light take heed, that with it all your minds may be kept up to God, from where it comes. And in all your meetings wait low in his fear, that you may come to know the life and power of truth one in another. And all you whom the Lord has made overseers over his church in your several places, be faithful to the Lord, and watch over the flock of Christ with all diligence. You which are strong, watch over the weak, and stir up that which is pure one in another. See that all your meetings be kept in order. Be faithful unto the Lord where he has set you, and you shall not lose your reward. Servants, be faithful unto your masters, not with eye service, serving them as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, as unto the Lord, that you may come to undo the heavy burdens, being faithful in your places, where the Lord has set you, there is your right service. And take heed of forward minds, and of running out before your guide, for that leads out into looseness, and such plead for liberty and run out in their wills and bring dishonor to the Lord, and the unbridled will gets at liberty, and an exalted spirit gets up, and pride, and haughtiness, and high words. And such are they who add to the burden, and do not take it off. Therefore all wait low in the fear of the Lord, and be not hasty nor rash, but see the way be made clear. And as the Lord does move you, so do, and return with speed, when you have done, to the place where you were abiding, and be faithful there, that the truth of God be not evil spoken of through you, as they speak of vagabonds and wanderers, that it may not be so among you. Those who run before their guide are vagabonds and wanderers. And masters, rule over your servants in love, with all diligence and meekness, knowing that you have one master in heaven. And friends, in all places, where any go abroad, as they pass by, examine them, where they are going, and what are their intentions. And if they cannot give a good account, exhort them to return back and abide faithful in their places until they see their way made clear. So farewell in the Lord. The eternal God of power and wisdom direct and guide you to his eternal praise, that his name may be honored and glorified in you and through you all. Be diligent, everyone, in your places, where the Lord has set you, for the work of the Lord is great, and God Almighty keep you to be faithful laborers in his work. From one who is a lover of your souls, and whose care is over the church of God, that it may be kept in order, and that all that are guided by his Spirit may be led into all good order. George Fox, London, the 15th of the 3D month, 1655-84, to friends, to sit under their own vine. My dear friends, sit every one of you under your own vine, and there none shall make you afraid, and in that you will bring forth fruit to God abundantly, to his praise. And as you abide in the vine, you will all become heirs of Christ, and come all to know the seed, which is heir of the power of the world where there is no end, and heirs of the kingdom, and so possess that. And live in the seed, the top stone, which was before enmity was, in which you will feel unity and virtue and love and peace, in that keep your meetings. George Fox, 85, an epistle to friends, that with the light they may see their salvation. Friends, all take heed to the light with which Jesus Christ has enlightened you, that with the light of Christ, the Savior of your souls, you may all come to see and enjoy rest, and the new covenant you may all witness, where you need no man to teach you, saying, "Know the Lord." And this light shows you sin, and the evil of the world, and the lust of it, and the vain fashions of it that pass away, and the unrighteousness and the ungodliness of it, for they are not in covenant with God, but are contrary to the light, and to be condemned with the light. Therefore to the light I direct you, that with it you may see yourselves, then in it stand, that with it you may see Jesus from where it comes. And join not with your vain thoughts, nor that which does consult, and set and frame ways. There is the idol maker, and the image maker, and the founder of the images, whom you will see with the light, if you take heed to it. And so, the founder of the image will be destroyed, and with that you will come to hear the voice of the Son of God, and who hears his voice shall live. And Stephen, who was stoned to death, witnessed the substance, and Moses' words fulfilled, who said, "Like unto me will God raise up a prophet, him shall you hear." He heard this prophet, and denied the first temple and priests, and so, to deny that which God had commanded was more than to deny these which God never commanded. Therefore consider in your lifetime how much time you have spent in hearing them, and what assurance you have of the eternal inheritance which never fades away. George Fox, 86. To friends in London, there is something drawing towards you, see to it. Take heed of the earth, and keep atop of that which will cumber the mind, and dwell in love and peace one with another. George Fox, 87. Friends, in the power of the Lord go forth, and gather with it into the fold, and spread the name and truth of the Lord abroad, and in his service be diligent, and for his truth be valiant on the earth, and for his name's sake. And dwell in that which will pierce the hearts of the heathen, and will overturn their heathenish customs, and take away their false covers. And in that power of the Lord be diligent, answering the witness of God in all consciences. And dwell in peace and love among yourselves, confound the deceit, and bring the truth over the heads of the heathen, to the answering the witness of God in them all. And that is the word of the Lord to you. And live in the seed, and there you will feel the ministry of the life and spirit in your own particulars, in which you may be serviceable to others that are without, and among yourselves. And let the heathen know that the plagues and curses and wrath and woe are unto them that live out of the truth, for wrath, envy, and strife is out of the truth, and the vengeance of God is due to them that do not obey it. Where is the burning, flaming fire? And let them know that the glory of the Lord is risen. And walk in the power of the Lord, and in his wisdom, that in places where you do come, you may season them, and be all of a good savor in the hearts of all, and to the Lord a blessing in your generation. George Fox, 88. Friends, meet together, waiting upon the Lord, that nothing but the life may reign among you, and that in life, love, and wisdom you may grow up. And in the measure of the grace of God, all wait to guide you minds up to God. And all friends, I do lay it upon you to see that all your meetings be kept in order. So the Lord God Almighty keep you all to his glory, in his wisdom to himself. Amen. George Fox, to be read among all friends at their meetings. 89 for Plymouth. Friends, keep your meetings, that in the truth you may reign, and in the power spread it abroad. And keep in the truth, that you may see and feel the Lord's presence among you, and for it be valiant upon the earth, and know one another in the power of it. So the Lord God Almighty preserve you in his power to his glory. Amen. George Fox 90. Friends, all you whose minds are turned with the light towards Jesus Christ, from where it comes, in it wait, that with it you may all see Jesus, and all that condemned which is contrary to it. That so by that you may be kept from all extremes, passions, agonies, and hastiness, presumption, and desperation. For dwelling in the light which never changes, this keeps your minds out of all those things before mentioned, which lead nature out of its true course. And with the light all that is seen and condemned, which is contrary to it. And that which does condemn, keeps you in peace and order, and leads to the door of mercy, and nature into its right course, and into the virtue of that word by which the creatures were made, and with it to use them all to his glory. Which light is the condemnation of the carnal wisdom and knowledge of the wicked world, and the condemnation of the disobedient, and the condemnation of them whose deeds are evil, who hate the light. Which brings to witness the word to be as a fire, to burn up that which is to be condemned, and to the purging of the floor, and burning the chaff with unquenchable fire, and to the gathering of the wheat into the garner. Therefore, in this light dwell and wait, from which the true words did proceed, that with it all those words may be opened again, and all they condemned with the light which have the words, and act contrary to it. Such must go away empty. And to you this is the word of the Lord, that you may come to have savor and salt in yourselves. For dwelling in the light, you will be manifest to the light in their consciences. Though they hate it, who have the words declared from the light, such go away empty from God, who is light. And all they who abide in the light of the Lord, see all such to be out of the true course of nature, who act contrary to the light, which defiles the flesh. And they are such who were of old ordained to condemnation with the light. George Fox 91A General Epistle for Friends, Concerning the Priests. All friends, in the spirit of the living God, wait upon God, to learn of and to be taught by him. For now the beast opens his mouth in blasphemy, speaking great swelling words. And now is the cage of unclean birds, and the unclean spirits which are gone forth into the earth seen. And now are the locusts seen, and the caterpillars known. And now are the seven thunders uttering their voices. And now are the hailstones falling, and the vials of the wrath of God pouring out upon the beast and the false prophet. And now are the whitewashed walls seen, and the painted tombs which garnish the tombs of the righteous and build the tombs of the prophets full of dead men's bones. Now are the inwardly ravening wolves seen, which have gotten the sheep's clothing. And now are the false prophets seen, which through covetousness make merchandise of the people. And now are the thistles and briars and thorns where the figs do not grow seen. And now are they seen who make merchandise of the words of the prophets, Christ and the apostles, and through pretense make long prayers, who devour widows' houses. And now are such known, who lead silly women captive, who are always learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, some 30, 40, some 60 years. And now are such known and seen, and manifest with the light, that Christ spoke of, that should beat his followers in the synagogues, and hail them before magistrates for his name's sake. Yes, if they killed them, should think they did God good service. And now are such teachers seen and known, that sport themselves in the daytime, and walk after their own ungodly lusts. And now such are seen that go in Cain's way, who would murder and do murder in their hearts, who are in envy, who are the vagabonds and the fugitives who have not a habitation in God, who is love. And now are such seen and known that go in Balaam's way, who love the wages of unrighteousness, gifts, and rewards. And now are such seen and known that bear rule by their means, and the people love to have it so, holding up the horrible and filthy thing committed in the land, as in Jeremy. And now are such shepherds seen and known who seek financial or worldly gain from their position. Now are such seen and known as seek for the fleece and the wool and make a prey upon the people, and such as are hirelings, which the Lord sent Ezekiel and Micah to cry against. And now are such seen and known, which our Lord Jesus Christ cried woe against, who stand praying in the synagogues, having the principal seats in the assemblies, called of men masters, which devour widows' houses. And now are such deceivers seen and known, that by their lies and lightness have caused the people to err, which speak a divination of their own brain, and use their tongues, and say, the Lord sent them when he never sent them. And now are the mockers and scorners come, which the scriptures speak of, which mock, stone, and persecute the children of the light as they pass up and down the streets, and many have been almost murdered in the highways and steeple houses by them. And now is the scripture fulfilled, which said, that the beast and the dragon shall make war against the Lamb and the saints. For such are manifest now, who are as natural brute beasts, what they know naturally, having not the life that gave forth the scriptures, but are found in the self-separation, from the Spirit of God, having gotten the words, which were declared from the Spirit of God, murdering and destroying, as much as is in their hearts, those that are in the light and life of those holy men of God that gave forth the scriptures. Now the shame of all their profession is seen, which is abomination unto the Lord, who profess the words declared from the light of God, but are strangers to the light and life. And now the unsavory things are smelled, tasted of, and seen to be among many of the professors of religion, who are more like swine rending, and like dogs biting and devouring one another, than like the children of the light, which manifests them to be contrary to the light, which all that are contrary to, with the light are condemned. George Fox 92 to all the seed of Abraham, who suffer for denying the world's customs, and because they cannot hold up the corrupt priesthood that is therein, or for testifying against the world that the works thereof are evil. All friends and brethren everywhere that are imprisoned for the truth, give yourselves up in it, and it will make you free, and the power of the Lord will carry you over all the persecutors, which was before they were. For since the beginning has this persecution gotten up. Therefore live and reign in that power which remains when the other is gone, and in that you will have peace and unity with God and one with another, who suffer for not putting food into the false prophets' mouths, and for crying against them, and for not swearing, and not giving the world's compliments and their honor, which the Lord is staining, and who are suffering for reproving sin in the gate. Be faithful in the life and power of the Lord God, and be valiant for the truth on the earth, and look not at your sufferings, but at the power of God, and that will bring some good out in all your sufferings. And your imprisonments will reach to the imprisoned, that the persecutor prisons in himself. So be faithful in your sufferings in the power of the Lord, who suffer now by a false priesthood for their tithes, oaths, temples, which have got up since the apostles' days. For as the apostles and true Christians suffered for denying the Jewish temple, priesthood, tithes, and oaths, so you do by the false, and among the apostatized Christians, who are got up since the apostles' days. So the power and life and wisdom of the Lord God Almighty keep you, and preserve you to finish your testimony to the end, that you may witness every one of you a crown of life eternal, in which you may sing praises to the Lord, and in that triumph. And so, be faithful in that which overcomes and gives victory. George Fox 93. That friends should have a sense of one another's sufferings, friends, in the power of the Lord God live, which goes over the heads of all the world, that so in the power you may witness forth the truth in their courts. And then if you suffer, you by suffering will get dominion over their heads. And lay down and offer up your lives for one another. And here is the love of and unto the brethren manifest, to lay down their lives one for another. But the love of Christ is further, he laid down his life for his enemies. So dwell low in the life that you may answer that of God in every one. George Fox 94. Friends, I warn and exhort you all in the presence of the Lord God, jump to another presence, dwell in the measure which God has given you of himself, in which is no strife, but unity. Therefore every one of you dwell in it. And this I do warn you of, boast not yourselves above your measures, but dwell in the truth itself. That with the measure of the living Spirit of the living God you may be guided up to God, in which Spirit you will all have unity in the least measure of it. And so every one of you judge self, for it would have the mastery, which is to be condemned with the light, in which is unity. So the eternal God of light and life and power be with you all and in you all. And keep from all strife, and above it in love and unity in every place. And friends, the cause of strife and confusion is the going from the life into the changeable. George Fox 95. Grow in the increase of God, my dear children, and know all your assurance in the Lord, and the seed in every one of you, which the promise of God is to. And be obedient to the just, and in the truth of God walk, and the love of it. And my dear hearts, in the seed dwell, which gives the victory over the world, and that in the wisdom you may be preserved, which bruises the contrary underfoot, whereby you may reign in the life of God, to be as nursers and waterers of the plants, and that all the contrary may be kept under, that in the eternal power of God you may be kept, which gives dominion over all, and condemns the contrary. In which power the Lord God Almighty preserve you to his glory. Amen. Live in the life of God and feel it. And friends, take heed of being hurried with many thoughts, but live in that which goes over them all. George Fox 96, a warning to friends to keep to the light, out of deceit and strife, in unity. Friends, I warn and exhort you all in the presence of the Lord God. Jump to another presence to meet together in the measure of life, that with it you may be guided up to God, and in unity kept together up to Him, the Father of light and life, and God Almighty be with you. And that the dread and terror of the Lord may be among you, and deceit confounded. And that with the measure of life all your minds may be guided up to God, that so you all may be kept in peace and love. And let this be sent among friends, to be read in all their meetings. George Fox 97. To a friend stand in the will of God, with your own will offered up, as His was who said, "Not my will, but yours be done." And beware of striving in your own will against the eternal providence and power, which is now working invisibly, cross and contrary to all the powers of darkness. And wait in the fear of the Lord, that your duty to the Lord you may know, whose everlasting love is to you, whose blessing reaches unto you, if you be faithful with faithful Abraham, who received the blessing, and to his seed after him. So beware, for fear that through your forwardness and rashness you bring the curse upon yourself, and so break your peace in covenant with the Lord God. The everlasting God give you faith in Christ Jesus, in whom the promise is yes and amen. George Fox 98. Dear friends, stand in the faith, which gives the victory over all the world, in which you all will have victory, and so come to be of Abraham's faith, and know the word that quickens you and reconciles to God and hammers down the contrary. So, in the power and life of Christ Jesus live, and in that you all will be preserved to His glory. George Fox 99 to all that make mention of the name of the Lord, and that profess His living truth. Friends, a warning and charge to you all from the presence of the living God, to let all lightness and airiness, foolishness, willfulness, and frothiness be judged in patience. Let it come to the fire and be burned, and hay, wood, and stubble, and all that which is above the seed. He that builds there is above the foundation, his works are to be burned, he will suffer loss. Therefore all keep down to the seed of God, and feel that atop of all, which seed inherits the promise of God, that nothing may reign but the seed itself, which inherits from God. So all come into the authority of God, which is not usurped, which gives the dominion over all the usurped authority that you may live all in the one power of the Son of God, which brings all into the unity and subdues all things that cause the enmity. So the one power, the one soul, the one heart, the one mind is witnessed. Here the glory is revealed among you and the one head, Christ, the seed, and you are all of one family. Here is the power of the Son of God known, all power being given to him, which power and seed bruises the serpent's head and breaks it, in which stands the enmity. So all power is given to the Son to rule, to subdue, and to judge. So live in the power, and you live in the unity, you live in the peace, you live all in the subjection one to another in the fear of the Lord. You live all in the seed, which is one, which keeps atop of the head of the serpent, and keeps his head down, and brings it under. So feel the seed of God in every particular to be the head in the male and in the female, and then you come to be bone of his bone, and flesh of his flesh, and to inherit every one the promise of God in the particular, whereby you may come to be inheritors in the Lord's strength, feeling it and professing it in your own particulars. So the seed of the serpent being kept down with the seed, which is Christ in the particular, he brings to see over all that is contrary. George Fox top back letters next letters.